listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Well, grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day from Jesus the Christ, who comes to us, who meets us in this place in peace. Amen. Did you hear that? For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Sisters and brothers in Christ, I would venture to say that none of us can truly put ourselves in the shoes of that widow. I could be wrong about that, and if you offered your last two coins to God recently, I stand corrected, but I would venture to say that all of us, even the most trusting in God among us, even the most generous, I would venture to say, all of us contribute, as Jesus pointed out, from our abundance. I even wrote those silly lyrics in the giving song that we sang last month. I kind of miss it today, don't you? No. You don't have to get, don't answer that, please. When we did the proportional giving verse, I wrote that verse. So, if you got 10, give one to God and keep the rest, see, out of our abundance. How about 30? Well, that's 3 for JC, 27 for me. And $1,000? Well, that's 100. You could. You're still looking pretty good. You see, offering is fun, and thanks for God's loving everyone. But the widow doesn't have 10 or 30 or 1,000. She's got 2. And she offers those 2 coins up to God. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with a challenge again this day. It leaves us, I think, on a journey. It leaves us on a way. The journey is not complete, and so we find ourselves on this road. It leaves us with Christ watching. I like that image in this text. Did you catch that Christ is watching all these people come and go, including this widow? Jesus is watching us, too. Jesus is watching what we do, what we say, what we give. Not in a way that's ready to punish us or pounce on us like some kind of angry God. No, we confess that God is a God of grace. And so this Jesus sitting opposite the treasury is a loving God and a loving gaze on what we're doing. What do we say to our kids? Most of us, usually. If they're getting frantic about performing perfectly, whether it's in school or in sports or in music or anything else, what do we say when they're getting anxious about being seamless? We say, honey, I just want you to do your best, right? I just want you to do your best, and I'll love you no matter what happens. I just want you to do your best. This is what we're dealing with today as well with Christ. God's looking at us and saying, I just want you to do your best. I just want you to give your all, the good coaches talk about. Leave it all on the field, right? And I hope you know, as I said with the kids, I'm not just talking about money. I don't think this text is just about money. Our relationship to money is very important to God, and we can't deny that. Money can help identify our own personal and collective idols. And releasing our money in church with no strings attached, it's been called an exorcism, right? So money's important, but it isn't just about money. It's also about our actions and our words. And the kids helped teach us just now with some good ideas about how we can give of ourselves, our time, and our talents. Are we leaving it all on the field? What does it look like to put in everything we have, all that we have to live on? What does that look like for us as we move into this new week? This isn't a guilt thing. Please hear me. We don't do guilt in the Lutheran Church. Maybe other church bodies do that. This isn't about guilt. This text is an invitation. It is a chance to reevaluate and recommit ourselves. I know the world doesn't hit the new year reset button until January, Maybe that still seems like a long way off, but here in the church, the Christian calendar, we're about to turn over to a new year here in just a couple weeks. December 2nd is New Year's Day for us in the church and the liturgical calendar. That's the first Sunday of Advent, and what a gift a new year can be. So New Year's is coming, either way you look at it. What does Christ see sitting across from you and from me as we bring our whole selves forward to the altar? Is there some resetting we might do? A little more that we might offer? A confession we might need to shed and entrust to God's forgiving grace? Honey, I just want you to do your best, Jesus says to us again today. Jesus sees us, friends. He's looking at us. And that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You don't watch what you don't like. You watch what you love. And Christ watches us and therefore loves us into deeper commitments, fuller generosity, bolder action, and more expansive welcome. What a blessing to even start to live in a new way. To even just start to take steps in a new direction this new year, which starts today. On the other hand, when we toss out just a little bit from our stashes, our gross abundance, we are ultimately missing out. When we're just sharing a little portion, as Jesus was witnessing those who had wealth at the treasury, I sense this tone of mourning in Jesus' voice. I don't know that for sure, but I sense this tone of mourning in Jesus' voice as he looks at those who aren't giving in a deeper and more prayerful and more trusting way. See, they're still in control when they just give a little bit. And yet there's pain in that failing to offer their whole selves back to God. My dad, who is a retired pastor, he graphically likes to say, when it comes time for stewardship and all these kinds of conversations, he likes to say, not giving regularly and freely and joyfully, not giving is spiritual constipation. You get backed up. Isn't that a lovely image? Thank you, Dad, for that. When we hang on to what we have so tightly, it stops being a gift. Remember when we did that exercise with our hands? It was a number of months ago, I think, now. And we practiced clenching our fists, and then we practiced opening. It's hard. You can't sustain the clench like this. It's hard to live like that. If not giving is getting backed up, then giving is a healthy, easy, joyful movement. And there's nothing better than that. And I'll move on now. This is a true story. A pastor friend back in California was making house calls during stewardship season. Pastors here ever do that? I didn't even think about it this last month. But this is what he was doing. He was going around, he was visiting with everybody, coming over to their homes, and talking about giving, talking about pledging. And next on his list to visit was good old Doris, who's been a member of the congregation pretty much her whole life. And she was one of the older members of the congregation, one of the generous tithers in the congregation. And the pastor came over and they visited, chit-chatted for quite a while. Long time, actually. Known each other for years, so he was checking in on her family and everything going on. Finally, he got up to excuse himself, said, "It's not nice talking, he's going to take off." And she said, "Pastor, aren't you going to talk about giving, about money?" The pastor said, "No, Doris, you're good, I know. You're good, we don't need to go there." And Doris, true story, stopped him at the door and said, "Pastor, don't you dare do that. Don't you dare deprive me of the opportunity to stretch and to give. Don't you dare deprive me of the gift of trusting God even more." Called the pastor to the carpet. None of us is truly the widow in this text, I'm guessing, and that's okay. What Jesus is inviting us into always is better digestion. Grace comes freely time and talents and treasures, shower our lives, shower our church, shower our souls. We enjoy it. We revel and frolic in God's abundance. And then we let it go freely and joyfully. That movement is what discipleship looks like. And everyone should get that chance. Everyone should get that chance. All ages and all abilities. That's what discipleship looks like. The poor widow got that. The others were actually the ones who were suffering, even though they had more wealth that they were keeping to themselves. Now, there are all kinds of issues about justice in this text with this poor widow. We can talk about those things. Why is she poor? What kinds of systems of discrimination and oppression and greed and just plain tragedy in her life might have forced her into that place of poverty? But this is actually a text about faithful discipleship. And I think it's all the more powerful that she was poor. Because even with the little bit that she had, she still gets to be a disciple. She's not deprived of that. Nothing, not even tragedy, not even poverty, not injustice can exclude us from following Jesus. This is what Christ longs for us, friends. Peace is what Christ longs for us. Peace in our hearts and peace in our world, as we just sang together. This is what Christ longs for us. Christ sits opposite the treasury and longs for us to trust in this grace that flows out upon us and upon this world so freely. This is what Christ longs for us. Joy and hope in knowing that we can bring our whole lives forward, offer our whole selves up to God. Everything goes into that plate. Everything we have, everything we are goes into that, and we lift it up to God, rich or poor, young or old, with all our blemishes and brokenness. Friends, in Christ, God takes us as we are. God forgives all of our faults, even and especially the big ones. God longs for us to stop hanging on, stop clenching so tightly, and rather open our hands. Because when we do, we receive this bread of life, this cup of mercy. It is shed for you and for all, so that a new day, a new year might begin even now. There is no poverty in God's grace and God's peace and God's welcome. It is abundant. It is for everyone. It is for you this day and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.